Hades or high water.
Exactly.
Well, let's hope Hades doesn't show up. So
I got to be honest with you. I think I'd rather this weather.
Than what? 100?
In 10.
Not me. I'd rather have dry in 110.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like rain. I hate rain. I hate wind. And I played in a bunch of it this weekend, but that's okay. So it is for a good cause. That is without a doubt. Plus, I found Pat a really cool pair of shoes that he wants to buy in the Titleist FootJoy room. So how many teams do we have? Do you know?
We have 32.
32 teams playing this afternoon on two different courses?
On two different courses. Makes it a really nice day. It's fast. You move through.
Boom,
bing, bang.
Don't have
to wait on anyone.
Can I play? I'm going to play through somebody if they get in my way because there is no excuse for having to wait for a single shot in a scramble with only like 16 teams on each course.
I don't think it's ever happened, but if it were to happen, I think Justin Aker would be the first person to play through somebody.
Very impatient. It should never take you more than 4 hours, especially when you've only got 16 teams on each course. I mean, it's less than one team per hole. Now, do you have 16 and 16, or is it more on one or the other?
No, it's 16-16.
Okay. Yeah, there's no excuse. You're totally either getting hit into or played through or both. So, just saying, anybody in front of me, I want to keep it moving along. I got places to go, people to see. I got 50-cent wing night, so let's move it.
Don't even stop at that refreshment post because
Justin's
going to be right behind you.
Look, you can stop for a second at the turn, but other than that, forget it. You know what? Just, I mean, seriously. But it is on, so if you're playing, come on and get you some. We're going to have a good time today. It's always a great tournament. And tell folks exactly what Access does and how the money benefits and all that.
Oh, right. Great. The Access Cup is one of our big fundraisers. So it makes a lot of money for what we do. And what we do is we do full-time education. We have a therapy clinic, an outpatient therapy clinic, and an evaluation center for kids with learning and developmental disabilities. And not just children. It's birth all the way up to young adults, age 35 now. So we have lots of different programs, and we appreciate you guys supporting the tournament. And more importantly, I want to give you a public thank you for not only supporting the tournament, but also coming out. Y'all have both been MCs at our sports banquet in recent years, and that's always fun and
it
something the kids really enjoy. So I appreciate you guys.
I'd love to come back again. Maybe we could co-MC it sometime. That would be a blast.
That'd be awesome.
You can handle it on your own.
I had a blast last year. I think I did last year and maybe the year before, but it's always cool. What other big fun? Because we always come to this. What other big fundraisers do you have? You all have Story Night?
Yeah, we have Story Night. That's our biggest one, our big kind of formal gala kind of community
fundraiser. I've done that as well. It's very cool.
Yeah, and that is now at the State House Convention Center and usually in February or March. And then we have Bingo Bash, which is coming up actually next month. So
what is that?
Tickets are still available. You can go to our website. It's a fundraiser. It's bingo. It's 14 games of bingo, and it's super fun.
Where do you do it?
We actually do it over at Holy Souls Fellowship Hall.
Yeah.
They have the space, and we've got a good relationship with them, so they are kind enough to let us come over there. But it's a lot of fun.
My Catholic friends love the bingo.
Yeah. Well, everybody loves the bingo. I mean,
I think
14
bingo.
Games, almost everybody wins. There are prizes. It's fun.
Becca, I was at the beach last summer with my wife, and it was like I don't do the beach when it's like 100 during the day. So we were down in the middle of summer. It was hotter than heck. And we cut out. We went over to Floribama, and during the day at Floribama, they do bingo. And so we sat over there in like the middle of the day and just sat there and got something to snack on and played bingo. It was hilarious. It was so stupid. But it was fun. It was kind of family friendly. It was pretty neat. But what else was I going to ask you? I don't know. Must not have been that important. I was going to ask you about summer vacation. Are you kids year-round?
Yeah, we're year-round. We're year-round school. So in the summertime, we try to make it a little more fun because we know it's not fun when you're a kid to go to school all year-round.
Right.
But our kids, they really can't go 3 months without academic skills. So we do school until about 12:30 in the summer, and then you have the option to either pick up your child after that, or they can do our Access Adventure afternoon program for parents who work.
Okay.
And so we try to keep that a little more fun. We do field trips, and we swim and stuff like that. So give them a little taste of their summer, but they really need to keep up those math and reading skills during the summer.
Oh, no kidding. No doubt about that. What's how do people sign up for that? The bingo deal again?
They can go to our website, accessgroupinc.org, and find information there about calling for tickets, but it's $40 a ticket. It's super fun. It's Thursday, July 17th, and it's a blast, man. If you like bingo, Craig O'Neill usually comes out to MC, and Jack Langford, one of our former board members. He's hilarious. They're both hilarious. It's a really fun event.
23.